The first readings today kind of shows us the harsh reality of what it means to sow the seeds of faith and to preach the gospel. You heard from St. Paul himself, that the work of a missionary is not always easy. And sometimes he feels like he's taking one step ahead, but two steps back, because all the communities that he have preached the gospel to seem to go back to their own ways, or division begin to happen, or their humanity begin to creep in, and they lost the joy of the gospel. They lost their focus. They lost the source of life. And so he feels like, oh man, like that's why he said, I've done my best. I've done my best, and that's why I consider life of no importance to me. My goal is to finish the course and the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus. Oftentimes, I have to come to recognize too, my brothers and sisters, that we cannot save everybody. We cannot fix every problems. We cannot help everyone. And it's important for us to realize that we can only do our best to be faithful to Christ Jesus. Each day, every step of the way. It's easy, my brothers and sisters, to begin strong. But it's very hard to persevere until the end. I found out yesterday that one of my seminary classmates, one of them who left the priesthood, just now got engaged. You know, sad reality. And I was talking to another classmate who is struggling in his own priesthood. And he said that's what a big discouragement for him, because he's trying his best to persevere and stay until the end. You know. Well, we cannot change other people's decisions, and we don't know what caused them to make that decision. Probably a lot of hurts and a lot of trials, a lot of hardships. So I encourage my other classmate. I told him, you know, persevere. The church needs you. The church needs your priesthood. And I told him, thank you for being a priest. Thank you for your priesthood. Thank you, Father. I call him Father, even though he's my classmate, because he's also played that spiritual fatherhood to the people around him, as well as me, who is a Catholic, who is a believer as well. Perseverance, my brothers and sisters, is important, that we're called to finish the course, to bring to completion the ministry and the calling that Christ has for each and every one of us. Which leads me toward the gospel reading today. Jesus prayed for us. In his farewell discourse, he did not pray for the world. He prayed for us, the one who is keeping his word. My brothers and sisters, just as Jesus returned back to the Father everything that had been given to him, everything that he had gained, we need to ask ourselves, will we give back to God everything that we have been given, everything that we have gained or not? Or are we keeping them for ourselves? Jesus, pray for us. Imagine that. He prayed for each and every one of us. And he said, you have gave them to me, Father. We belong to him. And he said that we belong to him because that we have believed that he had been sent by the Father. This is eternal life, my brothers and sisters. Knowing that Jesus had loved us until the very end, he had prayed for us. He had loved us. So therefore, we should not lose heart. We should not lose our focus. We should do our best to fix our eyes on the eternal life, the ultimate destination where we're called to be, so that in the midst of all life's ups and downs, we might know that this is not our ultimate end, but that we are called to spend eternity with the one who has first loved us.